This is Dr. Mejia, the patient Robert Crook, KRUG, Medical Records 1-1-284, Delaware 359-1953, referring physician Dr. Tarita Yava, procedure performed EGD, secondary procedure biopsy, set of the procedure August 24, 2022. Indications, bloating, early satiety, weight loss, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, possible candidates of esophagitis, number 2, small hiatal hernia, number 3, Barrett's esophagus short segment, C1M1, next number, polyp in the body of the stomach, next number, otherwise known as EGD, pure prague after deformation, second portion of the duodenum. Complication done immediately. Medication, aspirin, monitor, anesthesia, care, pure prague after autopsy, aspirin, EGD, template, pure prague after findings, otopharynx, pianoma, pure prague after esophagus. There's a white exudate. The mid-esophagus slightly consistent with candidate esophagitis, biopsy taken, period. And the distal esophagus, there a short segment of Barrett's with possible C1M1 classification, period. Biopsy taken every 4 quadrants, every 2 centimeters, pure prague after. Biopsies taken every 2 centimeters, 4 quadrant biopsies, period. There's a small hiatal hernia present, pure prague stomach. There's a demented polyp in the body of the stomach, biopsies taken, pure prague. The small retimini antrum and body biopsies taken, radish pylori, pure prague. Duodenum D1, D2, appear normal, biopsies taken from second portion of the duodenum, rural celiac disease, pure prague. Recommendations 1, for pathology reports, number 2, anterior measures, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, monitor clinical, next number, continue PPIs, next number. Once candidate esophagitis confirmed, patient will be treated with diflucan, next number, patient is to follow up in G office in 3 to 4 weeks period.